Lowe's knows that saving time on the job is important. That's why we offer same-day delivery on top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, Cabot, and Purdy. Saving you time to get more done. Lowe's. We help. You save. Order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Next day delivery for later orders. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms and exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/paint for more details.
I'm all for the Doge cuts, and I'll vote for every one of them. But, you know, the administration now is afraid to send them back because Republican leadership on both sides is saying, we're not sure we can pass a $9 billion cut. And so what we're really stuck with is the math doesn't work. All the great Doge stuff, all the great stuff Elon Musk has done is out there. And people are going to wake up in about 2 months and say, how come the deficit's still $2.2 trillion? Where did the savings go? People are going to be very disappointed, conservatives. And I'm the one ringing the alarm saying they're not doing anything. They're not sending. It's a rescission package. They're not cutting spending. Somebody has to stand up and yell, the emperor has no clothes. And everybody's falling in lockstep on this. Pass the big, beautiful bill.
Do you know why it's like that? It's like that because everybody's too afraid to speak out, because the moment you say anything, you're accused of being a squish. So the moment that you're not fluffing big government is the moment that you're accused of being a squish. Now you see how unbelievably ridiculous it's gotten, and that's the reality of the situation. I'd like to, you know, tell you something different, but I'm not here to make people easy in their big government. I'm here to wake people up in big government. So welcome to the program. It's Tuesday. That was Senator Rand Paul, who was talking about the next steps, which I'm going to detail with you, the next steps for the bill, because it has to go through the Senate. Like I said, it's got to go through, they call it a birdbath. Well, not really. I mean, some of them do. It's kind of a dumb term. But it's to make sure that, remember how I told you that bird rule? And this was kind of a reason why Chip Roy was saying that, it's going to be a little bit difficult to make sure that Social Security is not getting taxed, et cetera, because you have to go through this rule. You have to go through it's the bird rule. It means that if you're using reconciliation, which is the technique that they're trying to use to get around a filibuster, if you're using reconciliation, you know, then ultimately what's going to end up happening is if it's not germane to that specific budget bill at that moment, then they got to take it out. So that's the reality of it. So we're going to get into all of that. I'm going to tell you the latest where it stands, because we're going to have to deal with this all week. God help me. Open my veins. We're going to have to deal with this all week. Kane laughs. Why? You laugh because it's true.
It's Tuesday. We've got several days to go. So I don't, opening the veins now, probably not.
Do you know how I feel mentally? Mentally, I feel like an old captain, like on a fishing boat who's done and he's about to drown everybody. That's how, I mean, just like, wow. I'm there, right? I just am so tired of watching. So here's one of the things that got me like mad about it. I don't know if you saw this with Elon Musk, but he had tweeted, someone had said, it's crazy that all of this stuff isn't included in this bill, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I only was telling everybody about this, not just me, other people were, you know, for quite a long time. But they're saying, oh, can you believe, you know, it's not in this, et cetera. And he goes, I tried. Aw. He's like, I tried. Does that might just make you mad? It makes me. So why would anybody want to help? If someone was like, Dana, you're a trillionaire. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm going to be like, y'all are on your own. I'm out. Because I am not going to lie to you. Like, if I'm going into Congress, you bet your ass I'm going to be trading stocks. Like, Byron Donalds just made some stock purchases. I saw that, too. Oh, yeah, he did. He made some stock. Why don't I get these tips, man? Share the wealth. You were at my birthday dinner. Share the wealth. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll be straight up. I'll be like, hey, if I can do it, yeah, I'm going to do it. Absolutely. I think everybody should be able to do it. But until that point, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be honest with everybody about this stuff. I don't care about getting along with anybody in Washington. Really don't. No, I don't care if we're friends. Don't care about any of it. But the problem is a lot of people, they don't want to criticize parts of this bill. They don't want to criticize a lot of this bill because they were worried about the bot army, I guess, on social media saying something. It's very, I don't know. I had a headline about that too. Did you hear about the bot farms? Something like a significant portion of activity online anymore is their bot farms. Kane, what are we doing? Why are we not operating a bot farm? E-I-E-I-O, man. Why are we not doing this? Suddenly, I want to be a farmer. It'd be like Clarkson's Farm, but with bots. I'm just saying, I feel like that would be a great thing to do.
None of them are getting money from like the Department of Agriculture. They're bot farming, and then they're getting money from our government.
Oh.
Well.
I would hate that.
I want to do that now, too. I also want that. I don't know. If I were Elon Musk, going back to my original point, and someone was like, hey, do you want to come and withstand all of this and have people key your products and attack your company? No, I don't. I literally do not care about anything. My immediate family, that's it. Not even everybody in my family, just my immediate ones. I don't care. I'm not down to doing it for anybody. I don't think that, I'm just being honest, Kane. And I feel like that's, you know, that's a lost art, is honesty.
That's absolutely true.
Would you help people if you were a billionaire? If you were in his position, would you do it? Would you buy X and deal with all those?
I'd take a little bit to help.
I don't think. No, you know why? Because look what happens. Then they don't make your. They don't put your cuts in the bill.
How about this? Enough to offset some taxes.
Oh, that's never going to happen. We're never going to be under. We're never going to not be taxed. We are never not going to be taxed. That's just the way of it. The Republican Party is too uniparty. There's no difference. I see a lot of these cats out there that are lecturing everybody about voting for this stuff. And I'm like, do you really, this bill is just, it's horrible. I'm not going to pretend that it's nice so I can get the nice emails or I can get the traction on X. Everybody hates me. I'm used to being hated. It's fine. But I'm not playing this game. I'm just not doing it. This bill is trash. We're adding trillions to the debt, but we're going to go ahead and act like it's okay. All right, whatever. There you go. And by we, I mean the rhinos. I know you all out there are not like that, but you know, we can't say that for everybody. So a few other things to touch on that the bill, it's going through that bird rule. We're going to check that out, make sure everything's copacetic, and then it's still some procedural votes. There's still some things to go into. Before you get to the final vote. So just know that. I really think that we need to send people in D.C. a dictionary. And the reason I say this is because you had a representative who literally decided to go see. I can't believe they're still doing this. On Memorial Day weekend, you know, those who died in battle, they get one day, you know. I mean, you know, if you choose to have sex creatively, I guess you get a whole month, whatever. But one day. Anyway, so you had Glenn Ivey, who went to go see Kilmar Garcia. They're not done treating this dude like Disneyland. Well, he tried to go see him. We have this audio. This is, I don't know which one it is. There's a million. Oh, there it is. Audio somebody. Go ahead, play it, because I feel like he needs to get a dictionary. You listen to this soundbite and you tell me why you think it is also that he needs a dictionary. Go ahead.
I'm the congressman that represents Kilmar. I came all the way down from the United States after we contacted their ambassador, after we'd made formal requests to our ambassador to the El Salvadoran government. And we came here to visit him today. And now they're telling us we got to go all the way back to San Salvador to get a permit. That's ridiculous. We ought to have a chance to come in and visit. They knew we were coming. They knew why we were coming. And they know we have the right to do this. So they need
you know
to
why I think that he needs a dictionary? Because he said that he had to go down there to see Abrego Garcia. He tweeted, quote, "Today I was denied access to seeing my constituent, Mr. Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Mr. I beat women. Mr. I human traffic. Mr. I entered the country repeatedly illegally." But constituent, okay. And he goes, "If there's nothing to hide, cut the crap. Let his lawyer and I check on him." No, sorry. Mm-mm. No, you don't get to. He entered illegally. Here's the fun prize you win if you enter the country illegally. This is really what the messaging should be for immigration policy, right? You enter the country illegally and you're out there doing some crimes. You're probably going to get your edible snakes beat in jail, man. You're probably going to get thrown right into jail, and we'll make sure we'll put you in the meanest portion. You're going to go to jail, end of story. And then you're going to get yeeted back into your country of origin. That's the really fun prize that you win when you immigrate illegally, right? When you're human trafficking, guess what? We'll probably beat you in prison a little bit. And then we'll yeet you back to your country of origin. I'm all for, that's not cruel and unusual punishment. That's creative and innovative punishment. Stop. So my two cents on that, I just think you play stupid games, you win equally stupid prizes. And so this, I don't know why they keep stunting on this guy. Why they keep doing this? He's not even from here. How many damn times do we have to have this conversation? This guy's a little bit late to the party, isn't he? Glenn Ivey needs to be told that all these cats were down there a couple weeks ago. They all went down there and had margaritas a while ago. I guess the jail down there was tired of letting these fools in to have margaritas with this guy. I mean, this is the kind of clownery that's at work. Let his lawyer and I check. Your constituent? How in the world does he represent this guy? That guy can't even vote for him. Kilmar Abrego Garcia couldn't even vote for him because he's here illegally. So if he voted, then that's an illegal vote. He illegally voted and his vote doesn't count. People know how this works, right? I mean, I begged the question by assuming that these people on the left did. Forgive me. I guess they're trying to create a constitutional crisis where one doesn't exist. I mean, that's really the truth of this. He's not a constituent. He's a terrorist gang member. He's a woman beater. He's a criminal, a human trafficker. I feel like this dude cares more about this gang-banging, violent, illegal immigrant than he does about his own constituents. Words have meanings, though. That's not what a constituent is. So coming up, can we talk about the slap? Did you guys see? We'll play it for you. Let me just, we don't need to show it now. We're going to play it for you. I know you guys are very excited about this one. Emmanuel Macron gets slapped by his teacher. Sorry, his wife. She was in her 40s when he was a student. I think that's weird. I don't know. I'm all for older ladies going out and whatever. If that's what you do. I am judging. I can't. I reserve the right to judge. Doesn't have any bearing on your ability to do it, but I still will judge you. But I just think that's weird. Like, he's in elementary school and she's like a married mother of multiples. That's just weird, right? And then they end up shacking up. I mean, didn't they have that story of Kane? Remember that Mary Kay Letourneau lady? Oh man, that woman, when I was in high school, everybody was talking about Mary Kay Letourneau. Remember her?
I do.
This is like that story, but French. Hard work, self-reliance, showing up. That's what built this country. And it's exactly how our president leads. No excuses, no handouts, just results. But let's be honest, even the most dedicated Americans can't run on empty. Real sleep isn't a luxury. It's essential. And that's where Beam's Dream Powder comes in. It's proudly American-made, created by folks who believe in the same values that we do. Discipline, integrity, and doing what it takes to succeed. Dream is a clean, science-backed blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin, carefully formulated to help you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. If you're serious about showing up strong for your family, for work, and your country, then start with better sleep. So here's the deal. Beam is giving my listeners the ultimate Patriot discount of up to 40% off. Try their best-selling Dream Powder and get up to 40% off for a limited time. Just visit shopbeam.com/Dana Show and you can use code Dana Show at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Dana Show and use code Dana Show for 40% off. Sleep better, wake up stronger, and show up ready for your family, your work, and your country. Because when you're well-rested, you're unstoppable.
Lowe's knows that saving time on the job is important. That's why we offer same-day delivery on top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, Cabot, and Purdy. Saving you time to get more done. Lowe's. We help. You save. Order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Next day delivery for later orders. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms and exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/paint for more details. Lowe's knows painting isn't just a project, it's your profession. And when buying in volume, savings matter. That's why my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get 20% off eligible brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot after your paint spend reaches $3,000. Lowe's, we help, you save. Excludes spray paint and mist tint. Discount applies to future qualifying paint purchases after $3,000 annual spend. Annual spend resets 1/1/26. More terms and conditions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, the patriarch of the Robertson family, Phil Robertson, has passed away at age 79. He was battling Alzheimer's in his final months. Everybody knows Phil Robertson and what the Robertson family did. I really enjoyed the Babylon Bee's headline. They said, oh no, Phil Robertson greeted in heaven by 12 million angry ducks. But he was very honest about, he had a real rough life in the beginning. He lived rough. And then he cleaned himself up and found Jesus. And then, ever since then, it's all history. But his family announced on Sunday on social media that he had passed. So our prayers are with the family there. Also, scientists have discovered a mysterious sphere in Colombia, sparking UFO speculation. Now, don't get excited just yet, people. It's a mysterious metallic sphere, and it was recovered after flying through the air in Colombia. And scientists are baffled because it was just flying through the air. They think it's a UFO. It was over the western part of the country in March. It landed and was confiscated. It weighs 4.5 pounds, and it was cold to the touch. And I don't know. I don't think it's an alien in origin. It looks pretty. You think it does?
It's an unidentified flying object.
Well, I can throw a shoe in the air and it could be catched on radar.
Identified it as a shoe. It's not a UFO. Yeah.
Well, for a moment, it's unidentified. This is a big silver ball. It honestly looks like something you'd get at Home Goods and you'd put in a wooden bowl on your coffee table. That's like apparently the big thing, says Instagram, is to put balls in a bowl on your coffee table. Yeah, so that would be, you know, just that's what it looks like. The FBI has announced new probes into the Dobbs Supreme Court leak and the White House cocaine in the cubby incident. Oh, really? I think we're finally going to get to the end of it. Dana, why are we wasting our time on this stuff? Why can't we just do other? I want to waste time being petty. If you're being petty, it's not wasting time. That's a treat yourself, okay? Treat yourself. Let's investigate the cubby cocaine. All about that, right? I do wonder whose it is, though. Their name probably couldn't rhyme with Schmunter Meiden, I'm positive. And people are trying to buy 100% made in America, but it's really, really hard. We're going to talk about some of this coming up. It's a Wall Street Journal piece. Stick with us. The partners for our program, it's Angel Studios. People who make films and make artistic expressions for those that Hollywood has totally ignored. Mainstream studios, they push content that's often financed overseas, and so it's one of the reasons why it feels singularly disconnected from our values and what we expect every day. Angel Studios is building something different. And so you can help support this work and become a premium Angel Studios Guild member. And when you do that, you can watch King of Kings and stream all fan-curated shows and movies. You get 2 free tickets to every Angel Studios theatrical release. And with this latest production from Angel Studios and King of Kings, it's a story that's framed by Charles Dickens, telling his son about the life of Jesus. And it's inspired by Dickens's own book, The Life of Our Lord. And it's an all-star cast. Kenneth Branagh plays Charles Dickens. You know him. Uma Thurman's in it. Oscar Isaac, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Kingsley's in this. It's awesome. And it also received an A+ cinema score, 98% audience rating. So it's really record-breaking in terms of animated faith-based films. And so as a premium member of the Guild, you help decide which projects are greenlit and you help shape the future of entertainment. Visit angel.com/Dana and join over 1 million Americans taking back control of entertainment. Become a premium Angel Studios Guild member today and watch The King of Kings with its all-star cast and stream all fan curated shows and movies, and to get 2 free tickets to every Angel Studios theatrical release. That's angel.com/Dana.
Lowe's knows painting isn't just a project, it's your profession. And when buying in volume, savings matter. That's why my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get 20% off eligible brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot after your paint spend reaches $3,000. Lowe's, we help, you save. Excludes spray paint and mist tint. Discount applies to future qualifying paint purchases after $3,000 annual spend. Annual spend resets 1/1/26. More terms and conditions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When you're a pro, you got to do a little bit of everything. A little. A little. And even a little. And it helps to have something that works as hard as you do. That's why Valspar has durable, high-coverage paint for every job, every time. Made for more. Valspar. Pros, head to Lowe's today and talk to a pro rep about saving time and money on your next job with Valspar Signature Paint. Exclusions apply. See ValsparPro.com for details.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, I am Mayor Brandon Johnson, and I am proud to join you in recognizing and celebrating Africa Day.
Oh.
The continent of Africa is made up of 1.2 billion people with diverse countries full of rich traditions, cultures, and heritage. The African diaspora can be found in cities and countries around the globe.
But
and right here in Chicago.
I can't even deal with this guy. It's Memorial Day weekend, and this meat sack comes out.
Guess what? Happy Africa Day.
I don't care. It's Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend, we honor those people who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Whether you deserved it, Mr. Mayor, or not, they did it. So this is what he chooses. That's the message that he chooses to push out over Memorial Day weekend. I just, Lord, put a hand over my mouth right now. Welcome back. You can, if you're listening to us around the country, Channel 347, you can watch the radio show. Ooh, technology. The chat's at Rumble. The message here, like, that's, I don't know, and I went back because I don't recall anybody ever doing that over a Memorial Day weekend before. And maybe they're made up acknowledgement, whatever they're trying to celebrate. Maybe it just happened to coincide with Memorial Day this year. But still, how is that? Like, maybe take a beat. It's Memorial Day weekend. Perhaps maybe we should just focus on observing Memorial Day. This isn't an everybody get yours kind of observance sort of holiday. It's not what it is. I don't know. But you know what? Somebody elects him, so they deserve him. I don't feel bad for people who vote stupidly and then they reap the consequences of their decision. Nope. Enjoy. La, 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 la. Enjoy it. That's, but it doesn't seem like this. There were some stunts like this over the weekend that from a number of politicians. There were only a few that I liked. Everybody's got, I don't like the canned posts that go out, and you can tell which ones those are. But I did not like POTUS's. I'm just going to say it. Oh, but Dana, just say something about Memorial Day and go on. All right, that's all you got to do. We don't got to be attacking nobody in it. We don't got to be like going on, you know, yes, the scum. This is what he wrote on Memorial Day. Through warp radical left minds. Sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't. Okay. But this whole, I don't even, we're in the United States. Why are we celebrating that for a different continent? Happy African, you're celebrating a continent that we're not even on. What is that? That doesn't make any sense. Okay. I don't know. I felt like the political acknowledgments this year were grievously dumb. Oh, they were. They were. I don't know. This is kind of related to it. I never say happy Memorial Day. Now, I have friends who serve and I have family who've served. And they're like, they would want you to enjoy, you know, your weekend and spend time with your loved ones. And I get that. Not arguing that. But I don't like the happy Memorial Day phrase, Kane. Because it's like saying happy 9/11. I just don't. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just beep. like, you don't, it's not like Merry Christmas. It's not like Happy New Year.
It's different than, like, Happy Veterans Day is fine for me.
Yeah,
Happy Memorial Day is kind of tough.
To a veteran.
I like to say, you know, hope you had a great one or something like that.
But I don't even say that. I don't even, because I don't care, but I, you know, whether or not somebody had a good weekend. But I also, I'm just,
There's that.
It just seems like it's a sobering observance, I think. Yeah. And that's how my family always looked at it. It's not, you know, like, how was your raging kegger? You know, it wasn't like that. I don't know. Anyway, just because there were a number of politicians who said that, who said, and I stopped and I'm like, that's like saying, you know, happy 9/11 or, you know, maybe not. Let's not do that. But the Africa Day thing, that one threw me for a loop. That was a new one. That was a new one. And, of course, it's the Chicago mayor. Remember when everybody said he was going to be better than Lori Lightfoot? Oh, yeah. Of course he wasn't. No one actually thought that he was, did they? Of course he wasn't going to be. You guys want to, can we talk about the slap now?
Yes.
So, the French president, Emmanuel Macron, this was very interesting, and I'm going to wait for Juan to get this video up, because he was arriving in Vietnam, and he was getting ready. He was waiting for the door. They were opening the door, and then he was going to deplane going down the steps. And as they open the door, his wife shoves him in the face, and he just looked stunned. It was like watching a Jacques Tati film. I felt like I was watching, like, some ironic French deep dive film where they mock politicians. And then he's like, oh my gosh, the door's open. I feel like he didn't know that. And he turned and looked and went, slap. I totally did get some Pepe Le Pew vibes, but that was kind of, now everybody has been Zapruder analyzing these moves. So his wife, that was his wife, Brigitte Macron, who did this, right? So she slaps him. Is that a slap or a shove?
That's a shove.
They were trying to say that it was a playful moment. And I'm like, no, sorry, it's not. I mean, her fingers were in his mouth.
Right.
In his dirty socialist mouth. Does that look like playful to you?
It seems like she would have followed through and the smiles. You know what I mean? Then you would have seen both of them in that shot. But instead, he's like, oh, wait, let me wave at the camera here. Hey, guys.
He was surprised. He was completely surprised that everybody saw it. And they were trying to say, oh, well, it was, it was just they were joking around. That's what his people said officially, that it shows that they were joking around. I don't know. So she was 40 when he was 15. And she was a teacher and he was a student. In fact, he was in the same grade as her daughter. He was a classmate of her daughter. And she divorced her husband in 2006 and married Macron in 2007. And they've been married for a little while now, but it's right, Kane. Dude.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's some uncomfortable math.
That was in high school. They met in high school. Now, reverse the sexes for a moment. This is why I bring this up. She also wears the wrong shade of foundation for her skin tone. She looks orange and her ears look pale. You can't do that. You can't, you know, especially when, you know, it's like a warm tone and you have a cool blonde. Why are you doing this? Sorry, I just had to do it. They married in 2007. And I don't know. I'm just analyzing all of this stuff. I feel like she's the power in this relationship. Well, I mean, that's her daughter's classmate. And she was 40, he was 15. And his parents, Emmanuel Macron's parents, thought he was seeing Brigitte Macron's daughter. And then when they found out that he actually had hots for teacher, they sent him to a boarding school. So what that suggests to me is it kind of suggests there was something happening in school. That's what I think. They've never said as much, but it does definitely raise some issues there. And they've done a couple of interviews about it. They've been very tight with how much information that they give out. But I mean, I don't know. So they ended up getting married and they've, you know, but that, my whole point in bringing that up is to see her shove him in the face like that, even if they were joked. I don't know. To me, that doesn't look like joking around. That looks like her being very forceful and bossy. I feel like she has the control in that relationship and she kind of pushes him around. Whether or not he would ever admit it, maybe he likes being pushed around. I think people define happiness and strength differently from others. But that's not joking. I mean, if I were him, I don't know. I mean, I don't believe in hitting women, but I would give a little credence to Ike Turner here in this response. Just saying, don't be hitting people if you don't want to get hit. That's the size. Look at it. So he's like, oh, hello. Oh, bonjour. Oui, oui. Oh, the people. Oh, that's.
He just had a little schmutz right about there. That's all it was. She was just getting that off his face.
If you were joking around with your wife who was 25 years older than you, Kane, and cougared you while you were in high school, would you think that was a joking move right there?
She probably couldn't reach my face. But the joking thing would be like slapping somebody in the arm or hitting them in the chest or whatever. Stop. But you're, you know, playful. But putting your hands in their face? Like,
I don't think she's a dude. And I'm not going to pretend for... Yeah, I don't think she's a... No, I'm just saying out loud. Oh, I was thinking while you were telling me that. I was like, And then it made me think... You know, it was pretty forceful.
Yeah. So I don't... In the face? That's not a playful move. Like slapping the arm, the back.
Her fingers were in his mouth. I don't know what the... I don't know, man. And so that immediately exploded. Can you imagine touching down in Vietnam for like a state... For state business and this happens? And that happens. Don't do that stuff by the door. How do you not know that door is being open also? Like, just be a little bit more aware. Good heavens. But they've been... having to deal with this for the past like 2 days now. So they're like, oh my gosh, we were just joking around, and oh, the office downplays it. They're joking around. They had a body language expert, a couple of different, so the British publications love getting body language experts. And they said, well, this shove tells you about the power play in the marriage. And he was mad. They said he made a fist, like Arthur, that anteater from PBS. Like he made a fist, like after, you know, like down by his side, like, oh, he was mad. And yeah, so they said that he was angry about it. But that wasn't a slap.
Apparently, we have another angle of this slap. Let's take a look at this. It's another angle.
Is it another angle?
Take a look at this one.
There it is. Yeah, she's a total punch.
Man. Mm-hmm. That looks brutal.
The Macron goes, push in the face by wife was joke, not domestic dispute. That's the BBC. Horsing around, USA Today. Their scandal, leave it to the New York Post. Their scandal-plagued relationship from student-teacher affair to this shocking physical altercation. I mean, I just think it gives some insight into the power play, into their relationship. That's how I look at this. So I don't know. Like he apparently was, you know, he's all about hunting cougar when he was in high school, man. He enjoyed spending time with his teachers. Who knew, you know? He enjoyed spending time with his teachers. He was at the Catholic Lycée La Providence. And, her oldest daughter, he was a classmate of her, and he liked hanging out with his teachers. And they have all these videos and photos of them back when, like, he was 15. It's really weird. It's just weird, man. And I don't know. But apparently he had relationships. This is why I think that something inappropriate was happening earlier. So... one book said that Brigitte's family found out about she apparently had affairs. And the accusation was that she was having an affair with him in high school and that they got caught sunbathing in 1994 at the home of her parents. And that it caused a lot of drama in the families when the affair was discovered. And then he was sent to boarding school. Regardless, he was sent away at one point because of this. So, just saying, I think, reverse the sexes. Why is it that women always are like, oh, you can't be a predator because you're a woman? Have you ever met a woman? Women are natural predators, and men don't even know it half the time. That's the thing. Like, men are all out there, and they do everything above board. Women are below board. Women are sneaky. So why don't they act like she's a predator? Kane, this would be scandalous if you had a leader in the United States today who had dated his teacher when he was 15.
Oh, without a doubt.
And then married her.
Without a doubt.
It's weird. I don't know. I don't know. It's the French, I guess. I don't know. We have more on the way. Our partners over at Home Title Lock. Look, I just told you the story about how everybody's a bot. In fact, there are these latest surveys is that pretty much half of the web traffic anymore is bots. This is the new AI cyber existence. And they're doing everything, not just faking clicks, but crashing websites, stealing passwords, and also going after your most valuable asset, which is your home. It is your property. When is the last time that you checked on your home's title? I mean, that's the literal legal proof that you own your house. Well, see, with everything that I just mentioned, it's easier than ever to steal a home title. Your equity is the target. They can forge, criminals can forge your signature on a document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee, and then they can transfer your title to themselves. Now, this is why you want to make sure that you're protecting the biggest asset, which is the equity in your home. And it's happening. I mean, this is an ever-increasing crime, and AI is making it even easier. So what you can do is get a free title history report and a 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection using promo code Dana at Home Title Lock. And you don't want to wait until something like this happens. It's very expensive to get out of that situation because you have to hire a lawyer and go through the courts and all of that stuff. The aftermath is pricey. The prevention is affordable. Make sure you visit HometitleLock.com and use promo code Dana. Make sure your title's still in your name. You'll get a free title history report plus a 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's the 24/7 monitoring of your title. Urgent alerts to changes. If fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Visit HometitleLock.com today and use promo code Dana.
Lowe's knows painting isn't just a project, it's your profession. And when buying in volume, savings matter. That's why my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get 20% off eligible brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot after your paint spend reaches $3,000. Lowe's, we help, you save. Excludes spray paint and mist tint. Discount applies to future qualifying paint purchases after $3,000 annual spend. Annual spend resets 1/1/26. More terms and conditions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When you're a pro, you got to do a little bit of everything. A little. A little. And even a little. And it helps to have something that works as hard as you do. That's why Valspar has durable, high-coverage paint for every job, every time. Made for more. Valspar. Pros, head to Lowe's today and talk to a pro rep about saving time and money on your next job with Valspar Signature Paint. Exclusions apply. See ValsparPro.com for details.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS Secretary, and I'm here today with NIH Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry. I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule. Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data to support the repeat booster strategy in children.
That ends today.
I think they should just ban the damn things, personally. But, you know, I mean, I guess that's a step in the right direction. But, yeah, I think, like, banning it would be super helpful. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Because now we know it was not, it wasn't even a therapeutic. I'm not even going to say that it was a therapeutic. What did it, it didn't do anything.
Did more harm than good.
Like ivermectin was a therapeutic. Hydroxychloroquine, those were therapeutics. This, I mean, you had to say that it was a quote unquote vaccine or you got penalized. I mean, we got so, by the way, YouTube, just dying in AIDS fire. That's just a garbage platform. We got hit so many times on YouTube. Because of that stuff, we are forever penalized for talking openly and honestly about this stuff on YouTube. It's just, I got to tell you, in all of my entire career, this has been the worst time to be alive for information. It is awful. it is murkier and even more oppressive than before the internet. It is heinous. The internet is the demon. And I'm telling you, it is impossible, because algorithms will filter out everything that does not serve the algorithm, right? So the more ridiculous and the dumber it is, that's that. Even on discussions like on this stuff, like when you would go online and you would be looking at videos about therapeutics and vaccine, I mean, they would suppress everything out. I don't think the damage has ever been undone fully. We got dinged for it a million times, threatened, and it's just the dumbest time to be alive, honestly, with this. There's not an information overload. It's never been more restricted. So this is a step in the right direction, but it should be banned outright. It was experimental, and it didn't work. Stick with us. Second hour next. Who knows what's going to happen with the economy? I don't know. It's all over the place, and I think that you want to make sure that you have something tangible, something that doesn't lose value. When you look at the debt, I mean, the bill that's going to go through the Senate, we're going to be adding trillions of dollars onto the debt. We're not cutting any spending. They say we are, but we're not, and I'm going to deep dive into that even more. But you want to be prepared. I mean, you want to be prepared, and this is never, especially now, not the time to be complacent. Right now, you can visit danalikesgold.com. Get your free 2025 gold and silver kit today. You could also qualify and get unlimited bonus silver. I mean, real silver that's instantly matched to your account, tax and penalty free. Gold and silver have stood the test of time. Generations of smart investors have turned to precious metals as a hedge during periods of economic instability. Hard assets offer real security. So get educated before you invest. They also make it easy. You get a free 2025 gold and silver kit that breaks down everything you need to know about how these precious metals can fit into your financial strategy. Now, if you qualify, Goldco will match your investment with unlimited bonus silver. I mean, that's unbeatable. So visit danalikesgold.com and join the thousands of people who've called Goldco the number one rated gold company. Right now, you can get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit and qualify for and get unlimited bonus silver. That's danalikesgold.com.
Lowe's knows painting isn't just a project, it's your profession. And when buying in volume, savings matter. That's why my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get 20% off eligible brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot after your paint spend reaches $3,000. Lowe's, we help, you save. Excludes spray paint and mist tint. Discount applies to future qualifying paint purchases after $3,000 annual spend. Annual spend resets 1/1/26. More terms and conditions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Lowe's knows that saving time on the job is important. That's why we offer same-day delivery on top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, Cabot, and Purdy. Saving you time to get more done. Lowe's. We help. You save. Order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Next day delivery for later orders. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms and exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/paint for more details.
Wouldn't want that. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour, and we're watching BLM activists. Let me read the descript. BLM activists kneeling in front of a Target randomly for the 5-year anniversary of George Floyd. Are you kidding me? Why, first off, why are we in front of a Target? Like, it's the Basilica. Do you know why, Kane? Why is it in front of... Is that the one that rioters burned and looted and murdered?
I think that's it.
St. George Floyd. You know, the patron saint of fentanyl. And armed assault against pregnant women everywhere. Well, you laugh, but it's true. Welcome back to the program. It's Memorial Day weekend, but we had to deal with a bunch of stupid stuff because everybody was trying to horn in on Memorial Day weekend. Oh, it's the 5-year anniversary of George Floyd, blah, blah, blah. Did you guys ever see the toxicology report from him? Is that something we can talk about or no? Are we allowed to talk about that?
It's a matter of public record.
Goes against narratives, though, guys. Super bad. Like, apparently you're a big bad person if you talk about this at all. Well, the reality of the situation is that the dude was high as a kite when all of that happened. I don't know if people were aware of it, but... True. He was high as a kite. In fact, It was sort of rolling around on X all weekend because people were, you had these BLM activists, you had other lawmakers that were tweeting out the, I guess like remembrances or something for him. And I just feel like, you're not really telling the whole story of what happened here. But they were getting into all of this. The toxicology, in fact, it was released by the Hennepin County Medical Examiner and Dr. Andrew Baker. And he had concluded, according to the toxicology report, that he had overdosed. So without even anybody even doing anything, he was already not really able to breathe. Just FYI. They said that his blood, looking at some of this, he had no life-threatening injuries identified. That was on page 2 of the toxicology report. It got into greater detail with everything else, but they said no life-threatening injuries were identified. He had no injuries of the anterior muscles of his neck or laryngeal structures, et cetera, et cetera, going on and on, because they look over the whole body. But then what they discussed was the full toxicology report, is that his blood, drug, and novel psychoactive substances that were screened, he tested positive for a number of things, meth and fentanyl being top. And then they test for everything else. Yes, he had caffeine, all this other stuff, but he tested positive for fentanyl, for methamphetamines, and it gives the breakdown. He had tons of stuff in his system. He had Delta 9 in his system, which that's just goes to show you. They tested for everything. They even tested, they could even tell you he had coffee that day. But Kane, the fentanyl.
Yeah, that's not a health supplement, is it?
No, it's not a health sub. The methamphetamine, though.
That's also not healthy.
So the reason why this is important to bring up is because people were trying to hijack Memorial Day for this stuff. They had WNBA, Audio Sunbay 10, that were honoring the death of George Floyd, the anniversary of this death, the WNBA. They already have it. I don't even know if we can play it because YouTube needs to die in an AIDS fire.
We can play this little clip. Probably no audio, though.
So ridiculous. Yeah, they were acknowledging him on the court. It's fair use, but YouTube takes advantage of people not being able to litigate it. But, it's just so stupid. This is so stupid. So they were lionizing a drug dealer who beat women. Man, Democrats love that, don't they? I mean, let me just roll down the greatest hits here. In 97, his first defense was drug possession. In 1998, he stole a gun, served 10 months in jail. 2002, he had possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, 8 months in prison. 2004, cocaine possession, et cetera, et cetera. 2005, again, drugs. 2007, also, aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon during a home invasion. So he broke into somebody's home and held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. USA Today, how did they say this? Would you like to hear the headline? George Floyd's legacy under siege as racial justice efforts lose ground and memorials are removed. Well, the Lord took down one of the memorials. There was a mural that was struck by lightning. Can you remember that story?
Yeah, I do.
The George Floyd mural was struck by lightning, and it was in Toledo, Ohio. And it collapsed. And that was like the famous mural where it was his face on the side of a brick wall. Proportionally, it was weird, but okay. But it in 2021, it was struck by lightning and the wall collapsed. And so, I don't know, I guess they're going to pick through the bricks. But that's, this guy was not a saint. And there was even questions as to what his behavior or what his activities or what he was doing there when he had the encounter with police. But bottom line is you know, you could sit here and go, oh, well, he shouldn't have been whatever for this, or, but Derek Chauvin did not kill George Floyd. Fentanyl killed George Floyd. George Floyd killed George Floyd. Oh, but we're not supposed to say this kind of stuff. There were some Republican lawmakers that up until like 2 years ago were still making videos about this. Some of them are running for governor of some states now. Just got to say, they were making videos of stuff like this, talking about, and Chauvin, is he going to get a pardon, you think, Kane? Do you think Trump is actually going to pardon him?
I don't know. I think it's still a third rail issue in their minds. And because we're rolling into midterms and, of course, the general after that, I think Republicans are going to do everything they can to not touch it, like the abortion thing.
Well, there's a lot of discussion about it. The MPD chief said that it would be unlikely. I don't know how he would know, but I think it would only address too, because doesn't he have state charges on him? So it would only address the federal charges. So he may not even, I mean, he could say he could get pardoned. Trump could pardon him, but that doesn't affect the state charges. That's one of the reasons why, for instance, Carbon Mike is sitting in Rikers, because that's a state charge with New York. And federal law allows what he does. The state law, which should be overturned, doesn't. And that's why he's sitting in jail. And Carbon Mike, as you know, law-abiding firearm enthusiast, and he was arrested for being a conservative black man that likes guns. And that's God's honest truth. Absolutely. That's the only reason he was arrested, because he's a conservative black man who has firearms. And progressives, that's scared them since the days of Reconstruction. Yeah. So the even if he did, I don't know what the penalty for those state charges separately is. So he still might actually, you know, remain in jail from that. But I think that there's also, the left is using that specter of a potential pardon as a get out the vote, as a way to agitate and get, this is, so you have your period before midterms where you're trying to get people out and you want to register voters and you want to kind of seed the ground so you see where your strongholds are and where your weak spots are in terms of your canvassing and et cetera. And we're getting into that period right now before midterms, leading up to that. And I think that that's what some of this is being used for. But I mean, they had, pull this up. There were like these remembrance things that were taking place all weekend. I don't know. And you had lawmakers that, like Jasmine Crockett and others that were tweeting about him. But yeah, he was absolutely, he was high as a kite when all of this happened. And the fentanyl and the, I'm looking at the list, methamphetamine. I mean, it gives the amounts, Kane. All I know is that I see a little bit of fentanyl and that looks like it's all bad. It looks like it's a lot of fentanyl. It looks like that killed him.
Yeah, we know that a little fentanyl goes a long way, apparently.
So, I think it's horrible that, I mean, Derek Chauvin's being accused of killing this guy and he didn't do it. He didn't do it, but he's paying the price for this narrative. Can you imagine building or painting a mural and creating a statue and doing all of this stuff for a guy who held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach? I mean, he served time in prison for that. I mean, he's been convicted repeatedly of dangerous crimes. And just like with Kilmar Borrego Garcia, who is the left constantly upholding? Who is the left constantly celebrating? I mean, this guy is super, he was super dangerous. The home invasion. I mean, I'm like just looking up distribution, cocaine, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I read one piece. They were trying to make the case that he was getting into fentanyl distribution, but that piece was like 15 months ago, so there hadn't been any updates. So I don't know how much stock he put in it, but it was a USA Today piece. But he was a hardened criminal. He was a hardened criminal, and I think he was just conveniently used by people who hate the United States. Even here, they hate the United States. I mean, I just don't know how else to put it. It's unfortunate. There was so much destruction. And then they have this USA Today piece that they run on Memorial Day weekend. His legacy is under siege. racial justice efforts lose ground. Do you know why those efforts lost ground? Because you pinned it on a drug dealing, woman beating, violent reoffender. Criminal offender. Repeated criminal offender. That's why. This is what gets me. You want to talk about racial justice? Tick off with your racial justice. Dexter Taylor is sitting in a jail cell right now in Rikers, but nobody's coming to his defense. He doesn't have a record like George Floyd. He didn't get any acknowledgments this past weekend. Nobody said anything. None of these race hustlers, none of these two-bit grifters said a damn thing about Dexter Taylor. Oh, but they're all over the place about fentanyl taken, wife, woman beaten George Floyd. Oh my gosh, the patron saint of holding women at gunpoint by pointing the barrel at their pregnant abdomens. Oh my gosh, the patron saint of that and fentanyl, St. George. Oh, they're all over him for that. And then they have the audacity to ask afterwards, oh my gosh, why are these efforts losing ground? Well, let's see what you pin them on. Who is the person that you pinned your efforts on? Oh, that guy. Meanwhile, you have an innocent family man that has zero record. His only crime is that he is not a Democrat and he builds firearms for his own personal use. Has zero criminal record at all. And he's been thrown into jail. And the crazy thing is that what he does is federally allowed. New York decided way late in the game that they were going to change it and arbitrarily create a bunch of brand new felons overnight. But you don't hear these people out in the streets over Dexter Taylor. Racial justice, my ass. You bunch of shallow grifters. Every single damn one of you. It's all a joke. It is an absolute joke. People hold up these thugs like George Floyd. And meanwhile, like actual honorable patriots named Dexter Taylor sit in a jail cell. I guess there's no money to be made for these Al Sharpton wannabes out there advocating for Dexter Taylor, is there? Always gone when it counts. So let's be real. Medical freedom isn't just a catchphrase. It's your right. Your health decisions belong to you and not the government, not Big Pharma, and definitely not some unelected bureaucrat. So that's why I'm all in on what All Family Pharmacy is doing. They're putting medical power back where it belongs, and that's in the hands of you, Americans. Through the end of June, they're making it even easier to take back control because when you control your health, you protect your family, your future, and your freedom. Get 20% off site-wide. No insurance, no problem. No insurance needed. And licensed doctors in all 50 states. You'll also receive fast shipping straight to your doorstep. This isn't just about convenience. It's also about freedom. You can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You can get methylene blue, emergency kits, antibiotics, whatever you need to be prepared, proactive, and protected. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use promo code Dana20 to get 20% off your order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana20. Don't wait for permission. Own your health and take your freedom seriously.
Lowe's knows painting isn't just a project, it's your profession. And when buying in volume, savings matter. That's why my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get 20% off eligible brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot after your paint spend reaches $3,000. Lowe's, we help, you save. Excludes spray paint and mist tint. Discount applies to future qualifying paint purchases after $3,000 annual spend. Annual spend resets 1/1/26. More terms and conditions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hamas releases its last American hostage just hours before Trump's trip to the Middle East. Lefties in the media now insist they didn't hide Joe Biden's decline, it was their sources who lied. And Homeland Security is investigating whether Los Angeles County gave our Social Security benefits to illegals. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a study links technology use to a lower risk of cognitive decline. I believe this wholeheartedly. Oh, I absolutely think so. The study says that, this is analysis, they looked at several thousand people. They said that there was a 58% reduced risk of cognitive impairment in people middle-aged or over engagement with digital, but they said that they also did a systematic review of 57 other studies, and what they determined is that exposure to technology actually harms cognition amongst younger adults, and they looked at half a million adults. The average age was 69, so that's kind of interesting. Oh, here's Kane. There you go. He says old people aren't innocent. It's a senior fight club. Apparently, there was a large fist fight at a senior citizen center, and this is at Minnesota. They are investigating. They don't know what started it. The article doesn't tell me because it won't load. So, just so you know, that they had a big old knockdown drag out fight. And can you imagine being like police, and you're called to a senior citizen center, and you have to break up a fight there? Let's see. A 3-year-old was airlifted to a hospital after being trapped under a sack of seeds in Lancaster. That's horrible. That can happen. I mean, you got to be really careful with that stuff. But I think he's expected to recover. The boy's dad gave him CPR. Stick with us. I've said for years now that our media is just garbage. Legacy Press is garbage. How does the average person know if a news story, if the source is accurate or if it's biased? Ground News can be a great solution for that. Ground News can show you the stories and the sources of the day, and then they give you details about their sourcing, how reliable the reporting is, and who owns them, and keep you fully informed on any potential political or motivational leanings. So, for instance, you could use Ground News to read about the Trump administration suing the state of Maine over participation of transgender athletes in girls' sports. The Huffington Post said, quote, Trump's newest political power grab is targeting Maine. The Toronto Sun said, quote, DOJ is to sue Maine over trans women competing in female sports. So same story, but two very different headlines. Is it a power grab by the president or is it in the hands of the DOJ? You can sign up for your Ground News account today and get access to the mobile app, the website, the browser extension, and exclusive newsletter so you can stay informed on the news and the bias. Visit groundnews.com/Dana today to get 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan and get access to all of their news analysis and features. That's groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan for a limited time only. groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off.
Lowe's knows painting isn't just a project, it's your profession. And when buying in volume, savings matter. That's why my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get 20% off eligible brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot after your paint spend reaches $3,000. Lowe's, we help, you save. Excludes spray paint and mist tint. Discount applies to future qualifying paint purchases after $3,000 annual spend. Annual spend resets 1/1/26. More terms and conditions apply. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But in this moment, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. And insidious fear is reaching through our schools, our businesses, our homes, and into our private thoughts. The fear to speak in America. Power can.
I'm already falling asleep with this guy. Jiminy Christmas. I could play this and just fall asleep at night. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. That's, what's his face? Scott Pelley with 60 minutes, whatever. I don't care. Can you just give a commencement address where you're not a jackwagon and you don't have to, you know, turn your own crank about your political beef? Is that possible? Oh, my gosh. can't even have a graduation, can't even have a commencement address without people being dumb about it. He, and I don't know what university that was at, but it wasn't just him. You also had Kermit the Frog. Yes, the puppet. Now, is it really too far off, though, for progressives, a felt animal with a hand up its backside to maneuver its mouth? Is that really? I mean, we just underwent 4 years of that ended in an administration. So is it beyond the realm of belief that we saw it with a commencement address? But apparently, there was some upset over the puppet that delivered a woke commencement address. And this was SCCU. So it's the University of Maryland. Listen.
Jeez. Well, I used to have a fun in the swamp playing leapfrog. It was our favorite game, or kind of our only game, but we loved it. Except for my cousin Albert. He never actually leapt. He just stepped on your back and used your head like a lily pad. Sure, he got ahead, but it was only by stepping on you. We've been told that that's how you succeed, and some choose to believe it.
What?
But I know
really
they're
want to
wrong.
I step on that frog right now.
So as you prepare to take this big leap into real life,
I'm going
to
be like Naboo from the Naboutique, Mighty Boosh. I don't like this frog. I'm going to give him a squeeze. That was a deep dive. So it's a puppet, Kane.
Yeah.
It's a puppet at it. I'm done. I'm just going to throw things now, and we'll finish the show that way. You deserved, you people who had a puppet for your speaker, you deserve it. I don't feel bad for you. People said that it was way off base, and he said, quote, rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching your hand out and taking the leap side by side. Step the hell off. No. No. What you do and the choices you make are your choices, and that is your direction in life. You do not owe it to anybody. This is not, do not conflate this with being a good, with good stewardship. It's not the same thing. And life isn't better when you leap together. What if you change yourself to somebody like Mike Brown? Hands up, don't shoot. Oh, wait. What, I mean, you got to think about who you leaping with. Just do it. Just give a commencement address. Make it about the grads and shut up. Take your little honorary whatever and shut up and get off this stupid stage with your shut up mouth. Nobody cares. But it's a puppet. I would have gone up there and slapped it. Just boom, that puppet.
It doesn't reflect how I thought the Muppets were. I thought they were a little rebellious. I thought the Muppets, remember the Muppet movie?
I mean, is this a kid thing? I mean, you're a grown-ass adult, and you're standing there at your commencement address.
Right.
You're in your 20s. You're getting a college degree, and you have a child's show puppet who's giving you your commencement address. Really? Okay. I mean, to me, that's like, you couldn't get anybody better. You couldn't get anybody better. You're just kind of talking down to the college kids. I don't know. I don't know. But to even to make it a wokery thing the way that they did is, I don't know. I just kind of take a breath whenever we have these commencement addresses. I just kind of, oh, what's it going to be like? I just noticed the older I get, the less tolerance I have for any of this, to the point where it needs to be vocalized, right? And not just on my radio program. I can't imagine to have a puppet. But that's how seriously they take this, apparently. If you wanted to know how seriously they take your kids, if you're a young adult, you're in your early 20s, and you wanted to know how seriously they take you, then there's the example right there. So we had a 15-minute speech, and they had a sing-along. And so you had somebody walk up and kneel down underneath the podium and then stick their hand up this frog's backside and hold their arm up there. So you saw the person walk up there. It's not like you saw Kermit the Frog walk up, right?
Right.
It's not, it was somebody, and they had to get down there and then do the frog.
So no suspension of disbelief.
No. No, that I just that's just this cheesy and it's goofy. All of it's just. Just give your just give the commencement colleges. Just do right by the students for once in your god awful lives. Just do right by the students and have like a decent commencement speaker, please. Just that's all anybody's ever asking for. Good grief! It doesn't have to be this tortured. NPR, speaking of public broadcasting, NPR has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration. They're claiming that Trump's order, remember the executive order that Congress hasn't codified, and Congress won't ever codify it, so we're all having a sugar high, and in 2028, all this is going to get reversed. It will. NPR filed a First Amendment lawsuit. They said defunding them, depriving them of government money, is a quote-unquote clear violation of the Constitution. So the founders made sure, apparently, to enshrine an unaccountable entitlement to taxpayer dollars as a civil right within the United States Constitution. Who knew? Who knew? How is that a First Amendment right? You're a government entity, first and foremost. The lawsuit says that the executive order violates both the, quote, expressed will of Congress and the First Amendment's bedrock guarantees of freedom and of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of association, and, quote, well, you're not a free press. You take your marching orders from one particular ideology. You're not free to associate. You take your marching orders from one particular ideology. Now, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting already filed a separate suit. So this is a new one. And it is, I mean, this is, I think this is just absolutely silly. You don't have a you don't get to just demand taxpayer dollars. I would even argue that the creation of Corporation for Public Broadcasting doesn't even fall within the parameters of the enumerated rights, Article 1, Section 8. That's not what was meant by, in terms of, artistic endeavors that help promote, you know, the Americana, that help promote the U.S. This is just a grab bag. It's a slush fund for far left ideology. That's all it's ever been. Why does the government have to provide taxpayer dollars to any media outlet for as part of the First Amendment? Where in the First Amendment does that? Is that defined and dictated? Oh, well, the government has to provide taxpayer dollars to a media entity. While you simultaneously declare yourselves a free press, explain to me how that works. You're demanding to be entirely subsidized by the taxpayer through the federal government, and yet you also have the audacity to proclaim yourselves as quote-unquote the free press. How? When you're entirely funded by the government on which you were supposed to report. How are you a free press? I've had this conversation with people before. I think the idea, honestly, the idea of a free press or the idea of an unbiased press is a lie. And that's been something that's relatively new. The press in this country never got started as, like, you know, the ombudsman for the government. And never, it was always ever like political oppo, or you had, whether it was penny press or whatever it was, It was always designed for that purpose. It's just that it operated by the principle of more, not fewer voices. If you saw speech you didn't like, you drowned it out with more speech that you did like. That's how that works. And then the government gets involved and they want to micromanage and regulate everything to extinction. The government does not exist to give money to media entities. And if PBS felt so confident about its broadcasting, then I wonder why it doesn't go into an entirely consumer based model the way every other media outlet operates.
Thank you.
Don't call yourselves press, even. Definitely not free press. You're begging to get latched back onto the teat of Uncle Sam. Ew. But it's true. So if you're so confident about your work, then you need to switch to a consumer supported model. The way every other media outlet operates. We operate that way. Why does NPR think they're better than we are? Why does PBS think that they are better than we are? See, this allows them to suck and be horrible and produce communist chill. That's all it does. It's sludge. They get to do that because they have a tap. They have a spigot right to the federal tax dollars, our money. And that's what does it. So no, you don't get, as part of your First Amendment right, you don't get to say, we also have to be taxpayer funded. That's a first, that's not what defines or establishes a First Amendment right. Earn your own way. Pay your fair share. Good heavens. The folks who help bring you the program, Patriot Mobile, it's the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the country, and they have excellent nationwide coverage on all three providers, everything. They bring you everything, and you're not funding the things that you vote against at the ballot box, which is incredibly important. It is the only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they offer you a way to vote with your wallet. So you don't have to compromise quality or convenience. You actually get this great service that you deserve and expect with the money that you pay. You're connected wherever you go. You have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team that can get you switched over in just minutes. In fact, you can keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. It's entirely up to you. And right now, you can get a free month of service using promo code Dana. So be mindful with how you spend your money and support companies that support you. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free month of service using promo code Dana. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Could Luigi Mangione's killing of the United Healthcare CEO lead to anarchy in America? Pastor Alan Jackson says yes.
But he shot this insurance executive. And I mean, there's this whole host of people trying to justify it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because their insurance got canceled. Therefore, it's okay to go assassinate some insurance worker. That is teetering on anarchy.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, this comes by way of Fox 13. This is kind of a crazy story. So apparently, Polk County deputies, they shot and killed an armed man who was attacked by an alligator while he was swimming across the lake. And then he charged at the deputies with a pair of garden shears and then tried to grab a gun from one of the patrol vehicles. And I mean, I know there's a lot here. So it was in Lakeland, Florida, and he was armed with garden shears. 42-year-old Timothy Scholes. And this was Monday morning. He swam across a lake right before deputies arrived. And then he charged at them with garden shears after trying to take a gun from a patrol vehicle. They were searching for him just before 6 a.m. after he was reported, after they got called in by a convenience store clerk that reported on him. And the residents of a nearby neighborhood, they called the sheriff's office. This was the second report on the guy. They said there's a man out here swimming in an alligator infested lake, and they tried to throw him a life preserver, and he was said to have growled at the neighbors when they tried to help him. And apparently several witnesses told deputies that there was an alligator that was spotted swimming towards him as he was swimming across the lake, and he emerged from the lake. He apparently got bit by a gator while he was in the lake. He was walking between houses holding a pair of garden shears. And then he tried to use a brick to break into another resident's truck. And they said that, this is what Grady Judd said. He said, quote, "The fact that he was bitten by an alligator significantly and still continued his rampage is shocking. But if you're on enough meth, the person you see is not the person that's attacking." So apparently he was methed up out of his mind. They did finally take him into custody. Well, they were going to get him into custody. They were trying to, and he charged at them with shears and tried to break into a car, and they had to shoot. Wow. I mean, can you imagine? First off, he got bit by a gator in an alligator-infested lake and still swam out. I don't even know. So, a Florida man who shot and poisoned dolphins was sentenced to 1 month. What? Yeah. A Florida man who shot dolphins and poisoned them, He was sentenced to just 30 days in prison and a year of supervised release. The 31-year-old Zachary Barfield shot the bottlenose dolphins and then used poisoned bait. They got mad. He got mad because they were eating from his charter fishing clients. And the he shot at five of them, killing one of them, and then used poisoned bait on dozens more during outings from Panama City. And they said that he fed about 24 to 70 dolphins poison-laden bait fish. Yeah, and they said that there were all kinds of tips going in on him that he was killing wildlife. So, what a jerk.
Take his license.
Dude, take his license. Yeah, I wouldn't want him operating a charter. No way. Absolutely not. I wouldn't want to go on any boat that guy's driving. Good heavens. Let's see. This is an Oakland park. Let me pull this up. A Wendy's restaurant in South Florida. It was badly damaged by a vehicle. Vehicle ran right into the Wendy's. And apparently it was a Wendy's employee who was behind the wheel of the vehicle that ran into the Wendy's. No injuries were reported. They go, it's unclear what caused the employee to crash into the restaurant.
Okay.
Is it, though? Is it unclear? I mean, it's early, or late at night or early in the morning, depending on how you look at it, and they drive into a Wendy's. Okay, yeah, sure. Third hour on the way. What's next with the budget bill? I'll explain. Stick with us. Burn a gun. We told you before, I always carry, and I have no problem using lethal force, but, you know, I have friends that don't live in Texas. One of my really good friends lives in Washington, D.C., and by the nature of their work, they're a big kid. They got to go places where they have to for their work. They can't always say no. But it's like, doesn't matter if you have a license to carry there. Gun-free zones abound because of private property and municipal restrictions. My friend went out and got the Byrna SD. Now they want the Byrna CL. That's the new one that they have. It arrived just in time for Mother's Day, too. It is the smallest and most powerful compact launcher that they have. It's only, I mean, it's like smaller. It's like this actually same size as my 43X. It's like almost maybe 7 inches long, super slim. If you're unfamiliar with the Byrna gun, it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 60 feet away. They have the SD, which is, and they have different models, but I think for the purpose of this, for self-defense, when you can't carry, I think the CL and the SD make the most sense. And the CL, same as the others, can disable threats with these chemical irritant projectiles up to 50 feet away. And it doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. Or there's no background checks. There's no waiting period. They can send it right to your door. So it's accessible for everybody. Do not allow yourself to be rendered defenseless. I mean, if you can't carry, you need to always, it's good to have a diversified weapons array. You carry knives, right? I mean, you have different caliber of firearm. You have rifles and pistols. This makes sense as well. This is the new CL, the compact launcher from Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. Check out the new Byrna CL. BYRNA. It's a cutie little thing, but it doesn't have a, it doesn't shoot cutie little things. Byrna.com/Dana. Order by May 11th for your, you get some free projectiles with your purchase. Byrna.com/Dana.
Consumer confidence from the Conference Board. On the headline number, we're expecting a number somewhere north of 87. Comes in strong, 98.0. That is the best number since February of this year, but I want to point out something. In the rearview mirror, last month's revision from 86 to 85.7 means that last month's headline confidence equals April of 2020, COVID affected, but you have to go back another 6 years to May of 2014 to find a lower number than 85.7. So a nice rebound over what was most likely a market exaggeration.
And we'll see, because we still have to wait for if any other. There has to be a lot of other deals that have to be made. And so far we have something with the UK and
India.
And then I haven't heard anything else with Italy. I just don't want Italian wines to be tariffed to death. I don't care about China. Which we're going to talk about. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. And we are at the top of this third hour. You can listen across the country. Channel 347 is how you watch the radio program. The reason I'm not getting excited and I'm not following the day-to-day of all that is because I think so much of it hinges upon, well, it's still incredibly volatile, number one. But number two, so much of it hinges upon these deals that have not yet come to fruition. I mean, those are just two countries of 70 something that we have to solidify new negotiations with and come to some kind of deal and conclude these negotiations. And we are going into midterm season and we're getting closer and closer. And I'm just, I don't know. I'm not being a cynic. I'm being a realist. And I just don't know if we're going to be able, I mean, to keep the house if we don't get some of this other stuff done. There's a lot that's been reported on over just the, over this weekend about, you know, a potential split with Musk and Trump. And we always knew he was going to be leaving in May, but his remarks on social media have been very interesting, particularly when he replied to people who said that it was unfortunate that he did all this work and they uncovered it. And I agree that I don't think it's the problem uncovering waste, fraud, and abuse. The problem is making it, getting rid of it permanently. And someone said that he took all of this heat and for what? Republicans didn't include a bit of it in this bill. And he said, yes, I tried. He tried. It's the closest we're ever going to get in our lifetimes to anything like that, to any kind of reduction in spending. So, you know, we'll see. But I think it's a sugar high right now. And I'm worried about what's going to happen in midterms when you have all these lawmakers who decide they're not going to be amenable to any other proposition about reduction of spending or tax cuts. And they dig their heels in these centrist, big spending rhino positions. And here we're going to be rolling towards potentially losing the House. Guess what happens? You lose the House. You won't get anything else done. It's going to be impeachment palooza for the next 2 years. And then we'll have a Democrat in 28. Because Republicans are too busy trying to kill their best candidates and not codifying any of the things that voters demanded. So just saying, I don't know. That's just where I am. I'm being very, very realistic. I like to downplay so that when something great happens, I'm positively, like I'm surprised in a pleasant way, Kane. I like to be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, that's a good way. It's a good way to go about it.
Yeah. And because I just don't trust any of these people in D.C. I mean, let's be real. You know, let's just be honest about it. Maybe we should have our AI overlords take over. I have a bunch of headlines about that. That's kind of, maybe the aliens are already here and it's them. No, instead of doing things like passing property tax relief, like one of the things, this is a big argument in our house. One of the things Texas did is they decided to ban THC. Now, I know that there's different kinds of whatever THC. Bottom line is it's already regulated. It was already legal. And I keep hearing people go say, oh, you have to protect the kids. From what? If you're a good parent, your kid's not going to be out there doing THC or whatever. Do your kids drink? Do they go and buy meth? Because all of those arguments can apply. It's one of the dumbest arguments that I've ever heard in my life. And if I get angry emails, I'm going to make them public, so don't. Because I'm just tired of hearing. I'm like, it's like, honestly, reefer madness. Any time, Kane, some of the stuff that I've heard, like, so my cousin overdosed on pot and died. And I'm like, no, they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't.
I literally had somebody say that. I'm not kidding you. They said that my cousin overdosed on pot and died. I'm like, pretty sure it wasn't pot.
And of all the things the Texas House could have done, this is what they chose to do.
I hate this because it makes me sound like a hippie, like a pot smoking hippie. And I'm not. I just don't like big government. Yeah. I hate big government. I am consistent to the point of it's infuriating how consistent I am to people. My kids don't go out and do meth. And it's not just because it's already illegal. It's because I parented them when they were little. They didn't go out and smoke meth because I parented. So THC is already regulated. If you're parenting, guess what? Your kids aren't going to go and get it. Ta-da! They're not going to go and get, give me a name of a yuppie seltzer. What's that yuppie seltzer they all drink? White Claw, that's it. Your kids ain't going to go out and be getting White Claws, are they? No, because your parent, I mean, so why is this any different? Why do you have to ban it? Now, the reason that I bring this up is I know a lot of veterans who have used it as a temporary therapeutic when they have come back from their service they don't want to go on a lot of the heavy opioids. They don't want to go on what I don't even know some of the names of them. One that was thrown out that I had a friend say on social media, what is it, Lexapro? I don't think that's right. I don't actually know what that does. But they said that you would be shocked as to how many combat veterans, when they come back, all of them are like given prescriptions, and they can all get like these opioids, but it's the stuff that's more holistic, particularly, what am I thinking of? This is going to sound bad, but it's not the way you think. The mushrooms, cane. Yeah. So there was a whole study done, and it's taking the psychoactive part of the mushroom. What is it? The psilocybin?
Psilocybin.
And using that as a therapeutic to help combat veterans. And there are some very, people like Marcus Luttrell and Marcus Capone and some of these other veterans that have really done a lot to advocate for this stuff that have said this actually works without the pharmaceuticals, without the opioids. And they don't take it consistently. They go through a doctor-guided treatment. And it helps them, helps to rehabilitate them, ingratiate them back into civilian life from serious duty. And that didn't get picked. That Congress was like, nope, that sounds like hippie stuff, so we're not going to take it. And I think a lot of the THC stuff and the CBD stuff is viewed similarly by people who just simply do not know and they don't understand it. And I mean, I've tried to read into all the different aspects of like the THC. It's all regulated. I don't know where this idea that it's not regulated comes from. It's already pretty severely, it's legal in Texas, but it's already pretty strictly regulated. You know, you can't be, you know, a seventh grader and go and get, you know, THC consumables or whatever. And so the idea that it isn't is that's a false flag. That's a lie. It's an argument that is used to reefer madness people into giving government more restrictions so they can form a big weed monopoly and they can allow, you know, big weed to come in and they can immediately run all of their competition out because they've regulated it to the point of illegality. And here they have an open market. This has happened in so many states already. You people don't even understand. It is the new mafia. For real. And with this issue, I just don't see why they argue. I'm not going to support a single Republican that votes to do stuff like this, number one, because it's a variable. Switch it out and put something else in its place. I mean, it's literally using the gun control variable or the gun control formula, and you're switching out different variables. It's the dumbest thing ever, and Republicans are falling all over it because apparently the hot new thing with Texas GOP is to be a big Bush league, and I don't mean that in talking about Major League Baseball. Like a Bush League, you know, level reefer madness type of moderate Republican. That's what they're going for. That's like apparently the new thing. And everything, I mean, like I said, it's all regulated. It's already regulated. You have to ask yourself, why are these candidates freaking out over this entity? They're not freaking out over alcohol. They're not freaking out over tobacco. They're not freaking out over, you know, these other things, but this issue specifically. And then go and look at what Big Weed is trying to do in multiple states all around the nation. And it regulates the competitors out of business and comes in and creates this whole scheme under the guise of reform where it can practice, you know, like medical marijuana or whatever. And you have to, I mean, the state gets a cut and then they use the state's regulation as an enforcer for protecting their business and running out competitors. That's what this is all about. And a lot of these Texas lawmakers, they get special interest kickbacks, a lot of them. Some of the big ones that we've defended for quite a long time. And so they're totally fine with, hey, they're paid to be ignorant about it, and they will completely sign your rights away. So the Republican Party in Texas is one of the most pathetic Republican parties I've ever seen. I keep getting invitations to go and speak at different events, and I don't know how much more caustically I can turn it down. I'm like, no, I am not going to go support a party that literally was trying to bring gun control out of committee in Austin and pass gun control in Texas state. Why in the hell would I go raise money for something like that? Oh, I have not made any friends the past several years, but I'm not here to do that. I don't care. It's infuriating to see this stuff. They didn't help with property tax relief. They did this. Our property tax relief, nothing. Let me give a case in point. Let me give you an example. So I live in a town. We have crazy property taxes here. And there is a debate right now with the, and it's Republican run. There's a debate right now with the Republicans in my town that they have these taxpayer funded programs that kids, et cetera, can, you know, participate in, whether it's at, you know, the rec center or whatever, their nature reserve. And they're being filled up by people who aren't even residents of our town. So we're paying all these tax dollars that our residents don't even get to. And I'd made the suggestion that it should be for residents only. You should have to show proof of being a resident of this town in order to be able to use this. We're taxed enough already. If our tax dollars are being forcibly taken from us under this scheme that you try to admirably say is an extortion, then by God, it should only go to these residents. And I had Republicans messaging me saying, that seems really, that just seems just a really bad look. That's a bad look. Republicans telling me that even though we're taxed enough already, we shouldn't hold people accountable for how our tax dollars are spent, that it's a bad look. And it is so prevalent, and it's not just in Austin. It is like all throughout Texas. I have no idea what's happening in the state. It is unlike anything I have ever experienced in my entire life, either in broadcasting or as an activist. So all those Texan Republicans that voted for this stuff, I'm going to remember every single one of you. I'm going to remember when you request to come on my show, because it's going to be the first thing that I grill your ass about. I'm going to ask you about your donations in association with it. I'm going to ask about all of this. Don't ask me to blurb your stupid books. Don't ask me to speak at your stupid fundraisers. Every single time that you sign away liberty, that is a mark against you in my ledger. Hey, folks. So I want to share something important that every American should be aware of. We're seeing a lot of economic uncertainty right now. You have the national debt rising, global trade tensions impacting markets, and tariffs with higher prices on the stuff that everybody uses every day. It's not about panic. It's about preparation. So this is why I partnered with Goldco, the top-rated precious metals company, to help you take a step towards protecting your financial future. Smart investors look to hard assets like gold and silver to help weather the storm. It's a strategy that's been used for generations. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit that breaks it all down for you. And if you qualify, you could receive unlimited bonus silver, real silver, matched to your account with no taxes or penalties. It's a smart move that could help you feel more secure with what lies ahead. Visit danalikesgold.com to get started. That's danalikesgold.com and move forward with confidence.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, this is pretty significant. Saudi Arabia is going to lift a 73-year alcohol ban ahead of the World Cup. Wow. So it's going to start in 2026 under a tightly regulated licensing system. And it's they have the World Cup coming in 2034. They have all kinds of stuff. Alcohol has been banned there since 1952, citizens and foreigners alike. And so now they said the new framework is going to apply to five-star hotels, high-end resorts, diplomatic zones and tourist developments, and 600 locations nationwide. And permitted venues can serve beer, wine, and cider. Anything that has 20% alcohol content or more, like spirits, will be restricted. And it can't, alcohol is not for homes, public spaces, retail outlets, personal production, blah, blah, blah. So it's still, but that's, I never actually thought that would happen over there. So very interesting. An Oregon man who quit his job to set sail with his cat arrives to cheering fans in Hawaii. I bet that cat was very excited to be on solid ground. He had a nice lay, but he was welcomed at the Waikiki Yacht Club in Oahu. I wouldn't do that. Definitely wouldn't do it with a cat, but there you go. Texas bill to require 10 commandments in public schools moves closer to the governor's desk. And another online trend, grown men are wishing their friends sweet dreams. Stop it. Where's Smod? No, grown men do not wish your friends sweet dreams. And they said that the majority of the videos are filmed by the wives or girlfriends or fiancés. That's what it is. Stick with us. Stephen Yates coming up. Hard work, self-reliance, showing up. That's what built this country. And it's exactly how our president leads. No excuses, no handouts, just results. But let's be honest, even the most dedicated Americans can't run on empty. Real sleep isn't a luxury. It's essential. And that's where Beam's Dream Powder comes in. It's proudly American-made, created by folks who believe in the same values that we do. Discipline, integrity, and doing what it takes to succeed. Dream is a clean, science-backed blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin, carefully formulated to help you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. If you're serious about showing up strong for your family, for work, and your country, then start with better sleep. So here's the deal. Beam is giving my listeners the ultimate Patriot discount of up to 40% off. Try their best-selling Dream Powder and get up to 40% off for a limited time. Just visit shopbeam.com/Dana Show and you can use code Dana Show at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Dana Show and use code Dana Show for 40% off. Sleep better, wake up stronger, and show up ready for your family, your work, and your country. Because when you're well-rested, you're unstoppable.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. We're at the bottom of this third hour here on Tuesday, which feels like a Monday. Kind of, it is. It's our Monday. It's all our Monday. So welcome back. You can listen coast to coast, and we have also the stream of the radio program, Channel 347 on DirecTV. Joining me now, very official background, he is the Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He served in not one, but two presidential administrations. Normally we joke and say, oh, I'm sure he knows where the bodies are buried. I actually think he does. Our good friend Stephen Yates at Yates Comms. He joins us now via video. Stephen, always so good to see you. I know you have a lot of travel underway. I want to ask you right off top of mind, the discussion about any kind of solidified deal or conclusion to a negotiation between the administration and China. Where are we at? Where is the latest with that?
Well, Dana, I think we're still pretty much in the beginning of the beginning. We're in this 90-day pause. They had their meeting in Geneva. There was some, I think, goals that were staked out. There was a candid exchange about fentanyl. I don't know that there has been any measurable action taken by China on that since the Geneva talks. There is an undeniable trend that the fentanyl death figures are going down in the United States. That's a blessing, but it's going down from just shockingly high levels to just very high levels. And it's probably due to having a president committed to closing the border. And we have a little bit of a follow-on effect to measure that downturn. So there's some movement there, but not because of negotiated action that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. The follow-on conversations continue to happen. Secretary Bessent's team, I think, has the lead in talking with Chinese counterparts. And I haven't really heard anything that suggests they're on the verge of something significant. I think the president and his team talk up the possibilities of where this might go. I think that's fine for mood music to try to set the table for conversation. But the Chinese haven't really shown an interest in compromising so far. So we'll have to see.
And they downplay any kind of discussion or any hint of discussion, which I find fascinating because we'll get a headline out, you know, something from a press outlet that's friendly to the administration. And they say, oh, well, negotiations are still ongoing. They're underway. A lot of ground's been covered. The administration's very optimistic. And then China comes back and says, nuh-uh. We haven't had any conversation. Yeah. We don't know what you guys are talking about. They don't go that far, but they're pretty much like intimate. You guys are nuts. We haven't talked to you at all. I would think it's somewhere in the middle.
Well, that's the virtue of having state-run media. You can be as brutal as you want.
Right.
You can tell them, hey, today we're going to talk about the glass half full, and tomorrow we're going to talk about the glass half empty. Today we're just going to make stuff up, and you're going to do it with a smile and conviction. Today we're going to be the snarker in chief, and the next day we're going to be just the cuddliest Pooh Bear there ever was that you want to make engagement with. And so all of these things are part of the schizophrenia of being a leader of the Communist Party of China. And in some ways, it's effective. I mean, for all the things that people want to criticize Donald Trump for, being a disruptor, disruptor or unpredictable or what have you, and some of which that might be real and it's helpful sometimes, the Chinese do all of those things at once. They can be completely schizophrenic. And the world either gives them a pass or they just kind of play for time.
Interesting. We're talking with our good friend Stephen Yates at Yates Comms on X. This concerns me whenever I see the EU and China discussed in the press in any kind of positive way, because I one of my concerns with the implementation of tariffs as a strategy was I didn't want to give any kind of platform for them to grow closer to China or rely upon China instead of relying upon us. And I know some of this comes from, you know, the CCP press, but they're saying that China and the EU have been stepping up their cooperation as a response to tariff pressure from the United States, and that the Chinese have invested in their investment in the EU surged 47%. Is this, how much of a concern is this to you from where you stand with the EU growing cozier with China? Or is that something that the EU is using as a way to kind of pressure the United States in return?
Well, there are countries in Europe that I respect, their leaders I respect, and they seem to be sober-minded about the dragon bear, the threat from Russia and from China, and that those aren't really separable. And so if it's stupid and irresponsible for Europe to be seeking energy dependence upon Russia while asking us to pay for the defense of Europe, then it's also stupid for Europe to increase dependency on supply chains out of China and then act like they're going to be the upholders of international rules-based society, whatever they want to try to call it. And so there is, I think, this problem of Europe allowing itself to drift into irrelevance. But if they would like to be the next colonial horizon for the Chinese Communist Party, then keep doing what they're doing. And frankly, the United States will work with the immense amount of money and serious resources and commitments out of the Gulf and out of other parts of Asia, and we have the wherewithal to run the world with just that. We'd rather sensible Western societies wake up and play by the right sheet of music. But if they won't, I mean, my goodness, we've talked for years. I am very sour about the Europeans just slumbering to their own demise.
No, completely. We've talked about that a lot, and it gets so frustrating. And I agree with you. There are certain individual countries, but the EU as a whole. I noticed that you're going to be speaking. I have two other issues that I want to hit with you. I noticed that you're going to be speaking about semiconductors. You're working, in fact, I think you're going to Taiwan. I don't want to give your calendar
yep.
away because I feel like you're a national
treasure.
The
Chinese know.
We have to protect you. I don't want China to know where you are. But that is, I'm so glad to see that kind of symposium is happening, because we're not at that level yet where we can even get anywhere near what Taiwan puts out there in terms of semiconductor production. Has that relationship been, how has that been negatively affected with the implementation of tariffs, et cetera? Because we're not there yet singularly as a nation where we can be self-sufficient with that production on our own. I know that we've been trying to deregulate and get to that point, but up until now we're not. Where do we stand with that?
Yeah, well, there's, as you know, there's a lot that I would give the Trump administration credit for in pushing a massive reset button. Absolutely necessary, but also risky and costly in some ways, but it's not one where we had a choice. China had disrupted the world in fundamental ways. We had our own stupidity that got in the way in some areas that took us out of the game on manufacturing and refining critical things, and we've had our wake-up call. So now we're in a period of adjustment. I think the Trump administration has done three things very well. They disrupted, reframed, got the new strategic going, and they're in negotiations. That's all great. But that startup, they don't seem to have the glide path strategies to where we'll be able to sustain clean supply chains in a time of crisis without having overwhelming leverage held by China on us or on our allies, for that matter. That's where the biggest part of this reset is, getting our economic strategies with our allies aligned better with our national security alliances. And I think with Taiwan, Japan, Korea, and a few others, we're in a good place on that. We need to have progress to be made, but this symposium I'm going to is really going to be talking about the real world, well, such as it is when you're talking AI and other technologies, outside of sort of government speak. So where is the private sector going with all of this, and how can the private sectors in our allied countries drive our slumbering governments in a better direction for the benefit of us all? And Taiwan's engineers and tech policy people are some of the best in the world. And we have better people in America in some areas too, but we have to have these critical conversations. So we're at the front end, I think, of something very, very good that's a huge opportunity. It's driving trillions of dollars of investment into the United States. That's also a good thing the Trump administration has opened the door for. But we have to get serious about collective deterrence on China. That's not seeking a war, that's avoiding a war. And it's letting those who are ready, willing, and able to buy and manufacture things for their own defense, let them go ahead and do that. And sort of end the old silly rules that got in the way of pretending they aren't a country, they aren't, they shouldn't have certain technologies. I mean, my goodness, if the North Koreans can possess nuclear weapons, I'm not saying everybody should, but we ought to really think twice about the restraints we've tried to put on responsible partners.
Oh, completely. Last issue for you. This is, it's still involving China, but it's obvious it's in a different part of the world. This breakdown between Pakistan and India and China's involvement, and then there's this separatist entity in Pakistan, Balochistan, that wants to break away. Is this, how can this work in our favor? You and I've talked about the significance of India before, and they don't like China, which makes me like them because they don't like China. And anybody who's, you know, kind of a geopolitical enemy of China, I feel like is my friend too. But that, I just feel like there's a major opportunity for United States influence in that region with regards to that breakdown. What is your just kind of 30,000 foot view of that?
Well, number one, I don't think your instincts are at all out of line in terms of looking at that part of the world and seeing India as an opportunity. For many decades, it has been slow to rise to that opportunity, and maybe we weren't fantastic either. But I think Prime Minister Modi is different. He's certainly long tenured now. Mm-hmm. And I think in general, we are ready to move in that neighborhood in directions that India is ready to sort of carry the weight, and we're playing a supporting role. That's consistent with the philosophy in the Persian Gulf. It's consistent with the philosophy of Europe and other areas where we are rebalancing. So I'd say if India is ready to do things that will result in alternative paths to peace and prosperity, if we collaborate and support them, then we should really think long and hard about doing that. Now, I would not be looking for any small change in this fractured part of the world, changing the dynamics between India and Pakistan themselves. This is a blood feud that goes back a good ways. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit of Hatfield and McCoy's territory. A little patch of ground is not going to change that fundamental direction. But I'd still pick the side of that that is the big democracy, the big economy, the big friend-shoring area to get us out of dependence with China. Those are all the things that push the direction your instincts were taking you.
Oh, yeah. I love how you put that. That is actually the perfect way to describe that. Like that Hatfield and McCoy, that kind of distilling it down to that, that makes it, yes, very, very bite-sized and very easy to comprehend. Stephen Yates, that's why you're the best. At YatesCom on X, I almost said Twitter, on X. So good to see you. Safe travels. And yeah, we got to protect you at all costs. We need you. Thank you, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Dana. Take care.
You too. I've said for years now that our media is just garbage. Legacy Press is garbage. How does the average person know if a news story, if the source is accurate or if it's biased? Ground News can be a great solution for that. Ground News can show you the stories and the sources of the day, and then they give you details about their sourcing, how reliable the reporting is, and who owns them, and keep you fully informed on any potential political or motivational leanings. So, for instance, you could use Ground News to read about the Trump administration suing the state of Maine over participation of transgender athletes in girls' sports. The Huffington Post said, quote, Trump's newest political power grab is targeting Maine. The Toronto Sun said, quote, DOJ is to sue Maine over trans women competing in female sports. So same story, but two very different headlines. Is it a power grab by the president or is it in the hands of the DOJ? You can sign up for your Ground News account today and get access to the mobile app, the website, the browser extension, and exclusive newsletter so you can stay informed on the news and the bias. Visit groundnews.com/Dana today to get 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan and and get access to all of their news, analysis, and features. That's groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off the Ground News Vantage plan for a limited time only. groundnews.com/Dana for 40% off.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
So this week, the latest with that big, beautiful bill, it's in the Senate, and they have to go over the 1,000-plus pages and make sure that it's in compliance with that Byrd rule. And you remember the Byrd rule was, it comes into effect as it comes into effect pertaining to anything that isn't germane to the budget bill, right? So if it is greater than the budget impact, it has to be discarded per the Byrd rule. And so that's one of the reasons why they were sort of hamstrung, which I don't like it because that means they lie to you about you. And that's only in the reconciliation process, by the way, when they're trying to get 51 instead of 60 votes to get around the filibuster. But they knew that they were going to have to do this. Now, the House isn't bound by it, but the Senate is. So the House, in order for the Senate to consider it, it can't. That's almost meaningless. I mean, they basically both have to abide by it. But the Senate's going to go through it, probably trash a lot of it. But I mean, it's not a great bill. It's just it's really isn't. And there we don't have the Doge cuts in there. They did cut some of the Green New scam, but in so much as you're limiting the rate of growth and you're moving some spending around. So it's kind of a shell game, too. But I just don't see how Democrats aren't thrilled with it because they got pretty much everything that they wanted in this. Included, I think they did include the no tax on tips. That they were able to include that. But I always go back to, well, why are we only signaling out one part of the workforce? That seems, you know, and I don't care if it's a first step. That's just weird. You know, like go whole hog. People were... I think that the Republican Party missed an opportunity to go as hard as they could have. And I think if they would have hit as hard with this stuff, I mean, Trump came out and was doing EO after EO. I think if Congress would have followed up and would have hit it as hard and would have gotten very brutal in terms of whipping votes, then I think that people would be more pleased with it. And I honestly think that we would have a better bill to send to the Senate than what we have. So that's what they're doing this week. The House wanted to get it to the Senate by Memorial Day, so now the Senate has it. They're going to go through with it and scrub it down and tear it apart and all that stuff. So it has to go through some procedural maneuvering before we get to that floor vote and then before it would make its way to Trump's desk. So that's the latest with the so-called one big beautiful bill, and that's the kind of the breakdown of it. So we'll follow it this week and give you updates. In the meantime, today in Stupidity, Kane.
All right, it's Representative Glenn Ivey.
Oh boy,
he was bragging about visiting a criminal, an illegal alien criminal that he somehow calls constituent. I don't understand. Is he's not a citizen of the United States? So
exactly.
I don't know how it is. But listen, this is Cut 8-1. Glenn Ivey here. Oh, these are Democrats. Listen.
I'm the congressman that represents Tomar. I came all the way down from the United States after we'd contacted their ambassador, after we'd made formal requests to our ambassador to the El Salvadoran government.
What?
And we came here to visit him today. And now they're telling us we got to go all the way back to
San Salvador. He's not your constituent. The fact that you're saying.
And if he was, that means he voted illegally.
Yeah.
And that his vote doesn't count because he's not in the country legally. So how is he even able to vote for you if he's... See, words have meanings. That does it for us today. Find us on Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook. Like and subscribe. I'll be back with you tomorrow.